I'm at home in Dublin.
Oh, that's it, right. Are you working on anything, or are you just, do you have like a big studio in your room?
Well, no, we're doing a record at the moment. We've been here for about a year getting a record together, and it should be finished by the end of July.
End of July. Now, you see, when you got Adam Clayton on the phone, there's only one question, Adam, that I really have to ask you this morning, and it's what everyone wants me to ask you, and lots of faxes coming in, and basically they want me to say to you, did you think it was a penalty, and wasn't the referee in the England-Switzerland game a complete turkey?
I'd have to agree.
Excellent news. There you are. That's the only reason that we had you on. So the new U2 album is that close, is it? End of July?
Well, that's our deadline for finishing it. I don't think it'll be released until November. But it's coming together. You know, we spend a long time getting it ready, and then at the end we kind of do a final flourish, and then it's finished.
What's it going to be called?
Don't know yet. Haven't figured that one out.
But are there sort of names on a blackboard, and you're going, no, I don't like that one?
Yeah, a few names on the blackboard.
A few names going around. How do you get the urge to do it again, really? Because when you've had so many large albums, you've done so many world tours, because presumably you go off and do another huge tour again. How do you get the kind of enthusiasm together to do it all over again?
Well, you know, you start with the small things. it's
well, like
just
paying
nice
the bills.
To have a relationship with people that, you know, goes back 20 years, and in a way, that's why you keep doing it. You know, those relationships are still valid, and you still like working with those people.
Can you give us a hint as to sort of what direction is it going to be? Is it still going to sound like you two? What direction are you moving in? Are you going more sort of dance or what?
I think you could say a bit more dance. I think, you know, in the 10 years since kind of Joshua Tree, where we reached back to the roots of music, I think over the last 10 years we've kind of reached back to our roots, which is kind of the clubs and the street, and we've kind of gone back into the clubs to listen what's happening there, and we're going to certainly bring that to the new record.
And who's producing it?
It's produced by Flood.
Oh, right, so it's sort of kept in-house, really?
Yeah,
that you work with.
Flood's worked on quite a lot of records with us, but never as responsibility as producer for the whole project, but he's now doing that this time, and he's doing a great job keeping it together.
And a huge tour?
I think there's going to be a big one, yeah. There's a lot of talk about kind of money and stuff like that, but we haven't made any final decisions.
Do you still love each other?
We love each other very much.
Now, Mission Impossible is out here on July the 5th. It's gone straight in at number 7. Is that what you were hoping for, or do you not really bother about chart positions anymore?
I think stuff like that is always exciting. I think it's great that Larry and I could do a project like this and have this kind of success. I mean, at the time, we thought, well, people do know the tune, and it's not very often that an instrumental tune comes along that a rhythm section can really do their thing to.
Yeah.
And this was one of those tunes that, you know, you just put Larry and myself on it, and bang, you get to number 7.
And higher, maybe. Higher.
I hope so.
Was it a U2 project at any stage, and did Bono and Edge just say, oh, you do it, boys?
It was a U2 agenda, and because we were making a record, there wasn't really time to do it. And it took, you know, 24 hours of thinking about it, and Larry and myself went, yeah, actually, we can do this. We've got time.
You didn't go to the premiere in Los Angeles, though Larry did. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Have you seen it yet?
I haven't seen it. I'm kind of one of those people that sort of waits till it comes out on video.
No, you can't. How? Listen, excuse me, you can't say that. Here it is, one of the big. I mean, they're not doing screenings. Normally, the film companies arrange screenings for people to go and see it for review purposes and so on. They're not doing them in little cinemas. They have to be in big cinemas. They refuse to do reviews in small cinemas. And here you are, the man responsible for the music. You're saying you're going to wait till it comes out on video.
So do you think I'm just wasting my chance? I kind of have an opportunity to go and see it, and I've wasted it.
I think so, and you probably get in for nothing. For heaven's sake, you know, wait for the video. But what did Larry say? Was Larry happy with it?
Larry said it was great. Yeah, he has a whole new respect for Tom Cruise after it.
Oh, right, okay. Well, look, it's been great talking to you, Adam, and we look forward to is this it as far as Larry and Adam is concerned as a music project, or is anything else coming on?
At the moment, I think, you know, we're into U2 big time now. But, you know, who knows? Something else may come along, and we'll say we can take a weekend off and do it.
What you're saying is U2 is a full-time job?
It kind of is, yeah.
And evermore shall be so. Well, we're looking forward to hearing the album. So you reckon that'll be finished in July? Could be out round about November time?
Yeah.
Okay. And then a world tour, so it all goes round again. Adam, it's been great talking to you.
All right, Simon. Well, maybe you'll come out to one of those shows.
Hey, is that an official invitation?
It sounds like it. It's over the air, isn't it?
Excellent news. Listen, Adam, thanks very much indeed.
All right, Simon.
And here it is at number 7. This is Adam and Larry, Mission Impossible.
See ya. Thanks, man.
Cheers.